Callum, it's the start of day two ahead of another long day of action. So listen, how you feeling this morning? A 12-second lead, but I know talking to a couple of these boys around you here, everybody's going to be really on it very, very soon.
Yeah, 12 seconds, it may as well be nothing again. So yeah. Start from scratch again. Yeah, we need to be on it. These boys will all be on it. And yeah, if you're not on it, it's very easy to lose that time very quickly too. So, oh, look. We know what we have to do, just try and keep the head down. Hopefully we get into a good rhythm this morning and find a good pace. And yeah, hopefully we could just keep at it.
Yeah. High Glen and Loch Keilley, the first two stages. Two stages you know well, particularly High Glen, but I'm sure you're going to have a real cut at it come and through the village in the start of that one to open the day. You sort of have to, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And it's Glen's so fast and committed from the word go. Like it's flat out at the start and all the way nearly down to the village. So now we have to have a cut at it. So we'll see how that goes in Loch Keilley. It's a bit more different. It's a lot more gravel and dirty, you know. It's probably a unique stage to its own in this rally. Everything else is high speed and fast, you know. Looking forward to them. They're short enough, but yeah, the pace will be hot in them now, no doubt.
Is there rain coming today?
I'm looking at this forecast. There's rain Sunday. There's rain every day, but I'll just have to take it as it comes. So hopefully not, but no doubt it wouldn't be like Donegal if there was no rain. They fired into the mix of it.
Okay, listen. Good luck today. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
There you go, Callum Devine. We'll just work our way across the front of the next car. Hayden Paddon, of course, the New Zealander is here, double European champion, and he's won on the WRC stage as well. You've had time to sort of sit back and reflect on your opening day of action in Donegal. How would you sum it up so far, Hayden?
It could have been better, could have been worse. Obviously the spin in the morning didn't help us and that put us on the back foot, but it was nice to sort of recover. But still getting used to the conditions and the car and these conditions and everything, so yeah, not too bad.
Do you have the car more suited to your liking now at this stage this morning than what you did yesterday morning, 24 hours ago?
We haven't gone chasing too much with the car because we know today's stages are a little bit smoother, so we don't want to get ourselves wrapped up in a wormhole and get lost, so it's more hoping that the stages are going to come to us. But in saying that, we need it to stay dry. If it gets wet, I don't like wet tarmac, so if it stays dry a bit today, then we'll see, but yeah.
Okay, and listen, 12 seconds, is that it? Still anybody's race here, so it is.
Particularly if the rain comes, yeah. I think you'll see bigger gaps and it could go either way. Tire decisions could play a big part of it as well. So today's a long day, just try and have a clean day today. And then obviously we're expecting a lot of rain tomorrow. So it's not going to be over to the last stage.
Listen, we'll talk to you later on. Best of luck today.
Great, thank you.
William Creighton in the Yaris, battling it out at the head of the field with these other guys. What? 0.2 of a second, is it, between you and Murrayan, battling for third at the moment, the two Toyota cars. But listen, this is a wonderful race, so does here in Donegal as we go to day two.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I suppose first thing was I've never done a rally in Ireland with so many people out watching yesterday. They were lined on every hedge. It was hard not to notice them. So great to see. Hopefully everyone is doing what they're told by the organisers and standing in the right place. It was a difficult day yesterday, to be honest. It was tricky stages and we're just trying to improve what we're doing and the feeling that we have in the car. So I was glad to come out of it in the position that we did. Some other people had problems and there's guys making a bit of a comeback there now on a good speed. So we just try and do the same today, try and keep working, find a wee bit more speed and not try and push anything too much, but just try to keep improving, really.
High Glen is the first stage this morning. You done that, obviously, as a navigator in the Starics last year, didn't you? So, but listen, what are you expecting off High Glen now, first time out today?
It's straight into the first, 1-2 kilometres are super, super high speed, so need to be switched on from the start. It's a nice stage out over the top of the Moorland. I've never done it in this direction or at the speed that we're going to go at it this morning. So, looking forward to it.
John Armstrong's next on the line here as these Rally 2 cars all get fired up and get heated up as they head out to the action on day two. Listen, John, you had problems yesterday. You had, front wheel drive for one of the stages, but you got your act together after that with a number of fastest times. You'll be looking to try to do that first thing this morning again?
Yeah, we'll try and have a bit of a push and see what we can do. Obviously, today is a bit more familiar territory for everyone, so it might be a bit more difficult, but all we can do is drive to what we think is how the stages should be driven on the limit, and hopefully that'll be enough to be in the race or take a little bit of time, but for sure it's going to be difficult.
Thanks, John. That's the best of luck.
Cheers. Thank you.
Joined now by Kyle McBride, who's the leader in the Rally 4 category, and a healthy enough advantage as we head the day two. But listen, Kyle, you were in your back door yesterday, so you were in your home patch down in Inishowen, you made a count.
Yeah, in our home patch yesterday, and look, delighted with how the day went. We had a good pace, we won a good few stages, and we are quite comfortable and confident with the car. The car is working very good, so yeah, we just kept a nice rhythm, and we had a problem-free day, so I was delighted to get through nice and clean. So yeah, big day today. Day two is the biggest day of the event, so I think today is crucial, so we plan to keep the pace up, and even though with a lead, I think you still have to keep the pace up to keep the rhythm all right, you know, so keep the pace up, you know.
Best of luck, Rick Kent.
Thank you very much.
Just finally, we've got Kevin Gallagher, the leader, of course, in the modified section. Obviously, he had to put a new front in the car after a wee bit of a altercation with the scenery around any showing yesterday. But what's the feeling now heading into day two, Kevin? Because you have a healthy enough advantage there at the front at the moment.
Look, we have a wee cushion, but I suppose we're going into more familiar stages to us as well, so it mightn't be as difficult for us. Look, the car's all sorted there again now. We're struggling a wee bit yesterday evening with it. We should be happy to go again.
Yeah, obviously you're passing the front door, so you are. Knockalla is the home stage. All the neighbours will be out in full force supporting you today.
That's it. They're all pretty local today, so it'll be nice to get on them and get around it.
Yeah. You're a man with local knowledge. There's sort of mixed views on possible rain today. Is that going to happen later on?
I don't know. I don't think it'll come now, to be honest. But sure, look, we wait and see what comes. There's no point thinking about it too much until the time.